Wednesday on Current State means neighbors in action when we learn about people and organizations making our community a better place. Today we talk to a couple of the people working to make sure that seniors in our community have enough to eat every day. Here to talk to us about Meals on Wheels is Carl Bonadono, Nutrition Director for the Tri-County Office on Aging. Welcome, Carl.
Good morning.
Also joining us, Eric Clark, a volunteer with Meals on Wheels. Hi, Eric.
Hello. Good morning.
I think Meals on Wheels is pretty well known, both locally and nationally. But Carl, tell us a little bit about the local branch of Meals on Wheels. What is your program's mission?
At Tri-County Office on Aging, our mission is to keep our seniors as independent as possible in their homes as long as possible. One of the programs that we have, the Home Delivered Meals Program, is what we're here to mostly talk about today, provides nutritious meals on a daily basis to seniors in their homes.
So you're there on a regular basis, and that is one more reason, or that's one more reason that enables older people who might be challenged in other ways, it gives them one more reason to stay in their home.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
About how many people do you serve meals to on an average day?
On an average day, we're putting out about 1,200 meals.
Mm. So, wow.
Yeah.
And
like,
who can sign up?
Any individual over the age of 60 who is unable to prepare their own meals or obtain their own food. Mm. For instance, not being able to go to the grocery store on a regular basis or able to cook.
Eric, what led to your becoming a volunteer?
Well, I do some volunteer. I'm a Vincentian for St. Vincent de Paul at St. Mary's Church. And they actually, there's a guy there that delivers on Meals on Wheels, and he kind of led me to it. So that's how I got started.
Walk through a typical day in the life of a Meals on Wheels volunteer on the day that you're out there doing this. What's the schedule like? What are you doing?
Well, I get there, it's typically about 11 or quarter to 11, and I go to Tri-County on Aging, and I pick up the meals, which is typically a hot bag full of meals, and then there's a couple coolers with cold stuff in it, and I take those and deliver them individually to...
It's a lunch thing? Is that it, typically?
Yeah.
A midday thing?
Yep. And sometimes, though, in those, they'll have, like, frozen meals that they can... warm up later on, so they'll get like a couple of meals, you know, to each household sometimes.
And how many hours are you out?
It really only takes about an hour out of my day.
Mm-hmm. What's the process of getting meals ready for all your clients each day? I'm sure there are people there early in the morning making things happen.
Absolutely. Our kitchen opens up usually 3 or 3:30 in the morning.
Whoa.
Yeah, so they're bright
and
early.
Well, 1,200 meals on an average day, that's a lot of work.
Takes a little bit of time. Takes a little bit of time. And we have 22 kitchen staff who are working to prepare the meals, get the meals packed, get the coolers packed so that the volunteers can send them out. We also have van drivers that take the meals or the coolers with the meals in them to several different drop sites throughout the city of Lansing and the counties of Eaton, Ingham, and Clinton. So if you don't live or your route isn't close to the main office at 5303 South Cedar, we have drop sites that are closer to where the meals are actually delivered so that people are able to get to the site, pick up the meals, get them delivered, and then drop the coolers back off. Mm. As Eric said, it takes about an hour.
We're talking about the work of Meals on Wheels with Nutrition Director of the Tri-County Office on Aging, Carl Bonadono. Also, volunteer Eric Clark is here with us today. Eric, besides the actual meal, what do you think clients get out of having a volunteer like you come by their home?
I think they enjoy the interaction and seeing somebody. And when I go there, you know, you never know what kind of mood somebody might be in or,
right. You
know, they're not feeling good or something that day. I always try to strike a conversation with them that might bring a smile to their face or something like that before I leave. So it's important to me to do it. It makes me feel good to do it.
Well, the psychologists tell us that engagement is so important, I guess, to not only our psychological health, but, I mean, literally that has dividends to our physical health. I think isolated people, I think this has been borne out by studies. I've heard reports to this effect for years. The more you are, you can only isolate yourself so much before you start to pay some kind of psychological price and possibly even a physical price for that isolation.
Yeah, that is one of the benefits that our volunteers provide to our seniors is that daily socialization. We hear on a fairly regular basis the significance of having someone go in and check on them.
Right.
You know, the social contact, the hi, the hug that a number of our volunteers get from those that they provide services to is pretty meaningful. We had one client that just shared with us recently the impact that Eric has had in her life and the fact that she was very depressed, and seeing him on a regular basis helped pull her out of that, not just because he was bringing her food, but he cared enough to share a little bit about himself with her and have a great exchange. So,
Do you know about this person, Eric?
Yes.
Do you know who this is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Very interesting. Oh, that must be gratifying to hear that.
It wasn't. It's kind of funny because I had gone to school with her her grandchildren, actually, so growing up. So, because I deliver in the area that I grew up in as well.
Carl, we hear a lot about the graying of America as a bigger and bigger percentage of the population becomes older and elderly. Are you seeing the needs for seniors grow alongside that? I mean, there's a demographic shift that has been happening, unfolding for years here now. Are you seeing that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. On average, we're increasing the amount of meals that we're producing by in the neighborhood of 50,000. More meals per year. Last year, we served over 569,000 meals.
How does it feel for you to be a part of this social interaction, Eric? You're a naturally sociable person who enjoys the interaction as well?
I didn't used to think so, but I really enjoy it. And I enjoy meeting the people when I go on these meals because, like Carl had said before, sometimes we're the only one they see that day.
Yeah.
So it gives a little interaction, and I think it brings some light in their life at that time. So
years ago, I have to share with you, I spent one day as a Meals on Wheels volunteer, and it was really gratifying, really interesting, you know, visiting people in all these different circumstances in their homes. Sometimes they're struggling with health issues, and sometimes they're not. They're just elderly to the point where, you know, they need a hand, and it was a really fun and rewarding experience.
Absolutely.
Carl, why is it important to keep seniors in their own homes and communities as long as we can?
If you think to how you feel when you're in your own home, you just feel more comfortable. You're happier. Statistics have shown that people heal faster when they're at home versus in a different setting. So, you know, while being alone is a little bit of an issue for some folks, they're still more comfortable in their own home than they are in a community setting.
Would you recommend being a volunteer for Meals on Wheels, Eric?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I wish more younger people would be able to do it because a lot of times it's just the elderly that deliver, like the seniors. And
right.
Some of them are, you know, out of town in the wintertime as well, so the need is growing for more volunteers there as well.
Would there be an advantage to more young people delivering meals, in your view, Carl?
Yeah, absolutely. Intergenerational interaction is pretty amazing because you learn some of the history by taking a few minutes with those people that we provide meals to. It's a great opportunity to get a little bit of insight as to what things were like back in the day.
Mm. Remind us, I mean, Meals on Wheels has been around and a part of Tri-County Office on Aging for how long?
40.
I wasn't planning on asking that question, but it pops into my head. I know you go back a long time.
Yeah, 40 years. The agency's been in existence since 1974, so been serving seniors for a very long time.
1976. Where does Meals on Wheels get its funding?
We get funding from the federal government, from the state government, City of Lansing, City of East Lansing. We get township funding. We also get contributions from clients who participate in the program, which, you know, that tends to be shrinking as resources shrink for those individuals who
need assistance.
That was
my next question. Is funding in jeopardy for any reason, or do you feel stable and confident about the future right now?
As we've discussed, the fact that the demand is on the rise. And so with funding limited, you know, we've gotten some minor increases, but they aren't keeping up with the pace of the increase in demand. Mm-hmm. So we're having to change the way we do things. I mean, on a regular basis, we're a business in regard to the fact that we have to be careful how we're spending our dollars. We need to be good stewards with the dollars that we have. But that only lasts for so long. And, you know, when we're seeing upwards of a 10% increase in demand, but the increases that we're getting are 3% or less, it puts us in a spot where we have to take a look at what services we can provide. And we've had to make some changes to some of those services that we're able to provide. But if there are organizations out there that are interested in helping us out by giving us some extra funding, we're in the process of applying for several grants that will help us offset the cost of equipment that needs to be replaced and that sort of thing. So
let me quickly ask here before we wrap up, with 1,200 meals delivered on a typical day, do you need volunteers or do you have a lot of volunteers?
Absolutely. The significance of the number of volunteers that we have makes the difference of whether we have each volunteer delivering to 12 to 14 seniors, or if we can go to 10 to 12 so people can spend a little more time with a social interaction.
Got
pace.
It. Very interesting. Well, we want to thank both of our guests. Carl Bonadono is nutrition director for Meals on Wheels, part of the Tri-County Office on Aging. Eric Clark, great to meet you as well.
And it was a pleasure being here. Appreciate it. Yes.
Continued success as a volunteer for Meals on Wheels.
Thank you.
God bless you. We want to thank both of our guests, and we'll remind you, Current State is always looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out and email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Please put Neighbors in Action in the subject line or tweet us on Twitter. We're @KAR Current State, and tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured.